USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A hearing on the motion to unseal search warrant materials for the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago property will happen Thursday. The federal judge who oversaw the warrant to search his Palm Beach home scheduled the in-person event. The Justice Department is continuing to push back against the release of that affidavit, but Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner says the affidavit would make the basis for the warrant clearer.
The Department of Justice and the FBI had options. They didn't have to do the most intrusive, invasive execution to get these documents that are alleged to be highly classified by actually going into Mar-a-Lago.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The first case of human-to-dog monkeypox transmission is being reported in Paris. The CDC saying dogs are among the animals that are now vulnerable to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. Biden's positive PCR test came despite a negative antigen test. Her symptoms are described as mild. As workers are voting to unionize, a company is crying foul.
Starbucks is asking the National Labor Relations Board to suspend all union elections at its stores in the U.S. They're citing allegations from a board employee that regional NLRB officials improperly coordinated with union organizers. The coffee giant said that the unnamed employee told the company about what happened at the board's St. Louis office last spring while it was overseeing a union election at a Starbucks in Overland Park, Kansas. A spokesperson for the agency said it doesn't comment on open cases. Of the more than 300 Starbucks stores in the U.S., more than two-thirds of them have voted to unionize despite the company's opposition. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Food and Drug Administration is finalizing a rule that will allow many Americans to access over-the-counter hearing aids. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says this expands the Biden administration's goal to increase competition and lower costs.
The requirement to see a doctor or a hearing specialist was an example of what economists call a barrier to entry. It was a regulation that kept more companies or more innovators from entering the market to compete.
More folks are heading to the polls.
It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. The big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
Ms. Hageman's background is being a lawyer. Representative Cheney was first elected in 2017. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Catholic Charities of Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan says their efforts are not politically motivated.
Our perspective is not the political. Our perspective is not how did we get in this mess. Our perspective is simply to help them, to reach out to them.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying he's sending the busloads of illegal immigrants to New York because it's a sanctuary city. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.